堂听 class.com。
Hello, friends. Welcome to Window on the World. I hope you are well. Last week, we began a study on the country of Nepal. It is also known as the Kingdom of Nepal. Today, we'll learn about the people of this mountainous country. Nepal has a population of approximately 22 million people.The official language is Nepali. There are also about 20 languages divided into numerous dialects that many people use, and English is also spoken in city areas. Most people of Nepal live in rural or farm areas. Few towns have more than 10,000 people living in them.The Kathmandu Valley is the most highly populated. Often, many people groups move from one area to another to take advantage of the weather changes. This will help when growing crops and raising livestock. In Nepal, the family is important. Marriages are often arranged by parents. Marriage is considered sacred.Women in rural areas often marry before they're 18 years old. They join their husband's extended family at that time and are expected to care for his parents. The elderly are respected. Traditional households are large and may include aunts, uncles, and other relatives who live together and share the same kitchen.Land in a family is often inherited and divided equally between the sons. Women are responsible for the household and farming, except for plowing. Some women in city areas may work outside the home. Most families in rural areas live in two-level houses made of stone and mud with a few small windows.The upper level is used to store food. Houses in the cities are built from bricks, stone, or concrete. Apartment buildings cannot have more than 5 stories. Those who live in apartments often share water and a bathroom with others. Primary school education is free for children. Most children are enrolled in primary school.In rural areas, girls generally leave school by age 12 to care for younger children or to help the family farm its land. Secondary schools are usually only in city areas. Children enjoy sports. They especially like soccer, volleyball, and badminton. We have learned many things about the people of Nepal.We must close our window on the world for today. Farewell until then, friends.